Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Am I more concerned about what other thinks or about what Christ thinks? Am I able to recognize dishonesties in my everyday life? Do I detest my own insincerities or just the insincerities of others? Hello, brothers and sisters. This is JP Flores. Welcome to Deep. Thank you for joining us today as we reflect on the Word of God in our desire to be closer to Him. So let me point you to today's Gospel taken from the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 27 to 33. Jesus and His disciples returned once more to Jerusalem. As he was walking in the temple area, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders approached him and said to him, "By what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do them?" Jesus said to them, "I shall ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Was John's baptism of heavenly or of human origin? Answer me." They discussed this among themselves and said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he will say, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But shall we say of human origin?" They feared the crowd, for they all thought John was really a prophet. So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." Then Jesus said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." You know, just to put it in context, ito yung pagkatapos ipagtabuyan ni Jesus yung mga money changers, yung mga nagbibenta sa loob ng templo. Kaya galit na galit yung mga pariseo sa kanya. They were thinking of ways to accuse him. So when they asked him that question, "By what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do them?" Jesus knew they were planning to twist his words. So instead of answering them directly, he posed a question to them. But of course, they were unable to answer it because their insincerities would be revealed to the people present there. Yung dishonesty nila. So the answer that they could give is, "We do not know." Now, for them, that's the safest answer to give. You know, many times in my life, God asked me questions. Not directly, of course, but oftentimes through inspiration or through my conscience. Tatanong siya, "Sigurado ka ba sa gagawin mo? Pag ginawa mo yan, mag-grow ka ba? May papakita mo ba ang pagmamahal mo sa sasabihin mo na yan? Will your action glorify me?" Many times, I give the same answer, "I do not know." Especially with actions or decisions that I believe are not in line with God's will. But because of my own weakness, my own pride and selfishness, I want to do it anyway. These are the times when I fall down in sin. These are the times when I lose my conviction. No? But thank God, He is merciful and generous with His graces. You know, that's why it's important that we become closer to Him through prayer, so we can always hear and see the truth, you know, and bask in His mercy and seek His forgiveness when we need it. Let us pray. Lord, once again, we come to You to pray. Let our faith be steadfast. May we always champion truth and sincerity. May our hearts be close to lies and be open to Your word. Here I am, Lord, to listen and respond to Your love. This we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Mama Mary, intercede for us. Saint Paul the VI, pray for us. Peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. God keep you and bless you. Bye.